From Tridio Media, I'm Father Roderick, and this is The Daily Breakfast. This Travel Tuesday, I don't have to take you anywhere, because I've already been traveling. I'm here in the city of Rome. A beautiful city, some of you may have already visited it, for some of you it may be still on your bucket list. In this episode, I want to give you my travel tips. It is the Christmas season here in Rome, and there is a beautiful Christmas tree in the dining hall of the hotel where I'm staying. And it is a very, very nice place. It's on the sixth floor of the building. And from here, you're just above the rooftops of the other buildings in the city of Rome. And I'm walking towards the windows here. And in the morning, when you have breakfast, you can sit here, and behind you, you will see the facade of St. Peter's Basilica. And the view is better than almost any other place in Rome. It's quite incredible. I'm stunned that I ended up here. And the fact that I was stunned also has to do with the fact that I actually didn't book for this hotel, or at least not for this place. And that has to do with my first tip. If you want to book a place in Rome, I'm going to take you to my room and show you around. If you want to find a place in Rome, don't necessarily always go to the most expensive hotels, if your budget allows you to do that. Don't go to the big tourist traps, but look around. I always go to Expedia, and I just take a look at what they have available at that time. And that can change, actually, all the time. So here is the entrance to my room. It is number 518. I get this nice old-fashioned key, which is way too big to put in your pocket, and they do that on purpose, of course, because they don't want you to take this outside. Now take a look. I booked actually a bed and breakfast, and instead what they gave me was this very, very nice room with a big bed. There's a mirror, and in the mirror, on the video, you can see me actually film this. Some of you were asking, what is a gimbal? Well, I can actually show you in the mirror what it looks like. It is a kind of an arm that I'm holding, and the phone is in the arm. And if I move my hand around, the phone itself actually stays very stable. So that allows me to do a really nice, smooth filming. This is the bed. It's way too big for me. There is even a small balcony, although the view is nothing special here. But it's still nice to be able to go outside. I can sit here in the evening and read a book. And from here, you can see the building in front of me. It's really not the nicest view. And down below, you see, I think, the roofs of smaller houses that are built in the space in between all these building blocks. But you know, who cares for this view from my balcony? When you're in the city of Rome, you want to be outside, you want to be in the city. So this room also has a nice desk, which I really like, as it allows me to work here. I usually have to continue my work even for Dutch television when I'm here, so I always take my digital recorder with me. That's my trusty old H2. I've used this for many years to record my podcasts, and now I can use it also to record voiceovers for my television programs. Here in the corner, it's a bit dark here. You can see my backpack. It's a very small backpack. I'm drying my socks. I've only taken two pairs of socks. I only take two pairs of anything, basically, because I can always wash it here, and that allows me to travel light. There's a small bathroom, usually also nothing special, but well, it's got warm water and it's got a shower, so that's all you need, right? All right, now I'm gonna take you outside. Let me close the door here. And what I did was I went to Expedia, and usually I look for low budget places to stay. And when you do that, when you look for rooms, Expedia allows you to sort by price. What usually comes up first is a whole bunch of not even bed and breakfasts, but places where you sleep in bunk beds, and those are extremely cheap. They're like, well, sometimes $20 a night. There's almost nothing cheaper than that. But of course, you have all the discomfort of being with several other people. They may snore, etc. I'm not sure if that's what you want. But then usually, if you go a little bit down the list, you will see bed and breakfast rooms. Sometimes these are in a regular apartment. They've refurbished to for guests, and then you have a common bathroom, but you still have your own place to stay. Sometimes there is breakfast provided. And then, and that is the tip I wanted to give you, and there are also the hotels that in times when there are not that many tourists, and this is one of those times, it's colder in Rome, a lot of people are just working, and you have, there are almost no tourists in the street, they still want to fill all their rooms, right? So they will actually give you a big discount. And I got this bed and breakfast that I thought I was renting for, I think, less than $30 a night. It was 50% off. But it is actually a very nice hotel. Let me show you around. So you've got the foyer here. You've got the entrance place, Christmas trees. There's a nice reception. And if you go down the stairs, you'll see that it's actually very close to the Vatican, as you could imagine. So on that side, in the distance, it's right behind those cars, there is Castle San Angelo. Let's see if I can show you that. It is down the street in that direction, and if you go that way, you'll actually, to my right, you'll head towards the Vatican. Now, a word of warning when you're booking something or you want to book, don't just look at the prices, don't just look at the photos of the rooms, because they can be deceptive. Sometimes they will show you the nicest room they have, and then ultimately the room you end up in is not that special. But look at the reviews. Always read the reviews. I always check the reviews of by the Dutch, because they like to have very nice, clean rooms. And if the Dutch visitors were not content, were not happy, then I'm not going to stay there. These, by the way, are small supermarkets. They're open oftentimes until very late in the evening. That is the place to get your water and your snacks. You may have already seen sometimes in videos or reports these mobile stands where you can buy water, but that's usually where you get ripped off and you pay way too much. So I always advise people, just go to one of those smaller supermarkets and you can get everything you want. The water in the hotels is drinkable, but it doesn't taste very good. That's kind of the downside of Rome. The water's heavily treated, and so it's got a real strange taste. This is one of the classic tourist traps. This is a street that comes from the Vatican. Vatican is at the end of the road over there, and this is the place where people go for lunch. And there are some good restaurants, but not the ones at the beginning of the street, because that's where they try to catch all the tourists. There's a nice old fountain here, Aqua Marcia, with a beautiful papal sign and a water basin. This is not drink water, by the way. You always have to be careful. This is mostly for the pigeons. But if you move a little bit more to the end of the streets, that's where you will find the better restaurants. And actually, the prices are quite good. Just don't go where the tourists go. That would be my advice, because that's where you get ripped off as well. And the food is just not very good quality-wise. Although, I have to say, it's still Italy, it's still Rome, so it may be already so much better than what you can get elsewhere in the world. It's really hard to find a place where food is really not good. So always look at the reviews, try to get a discount, look around. Sometimes it also helps to spend a few days looking, because sometimes rooms will open up and you will get some more low prices, etc. I usually try to get a room that is around 35, 40. It's a bit hard in the summertime, because then, summertime is also a quiet time because it can be very hot here. But in the high season, when there are lots of tourists, then it can actually be quite expensive. But I've always been able to find a cheap place to stay. Sometimes it just needs a little bit more time. There's the police, the Roman police, a few sisters. So that's kind of the cool thing of Rome. Wherever you go, you've got sisters and brothers. And you've got these nice stores where you can buy all your nativity statuettes and lots and lots of infant Jesuses. This Jesus has his feet and his hands wrapped in plastic, the poor boy. And then of course you can also buy all these tiny little statuettes for the nativity scene at home. There is a tradition in Italy where these nativity scenes can be extremely big, with tons and tons of figurines in it. It symbolizes a bit the fact that Jesus was born in our world, in the real world, and so you don't always have angels around you or saints or the Virgin Mary and Joseph, but Jesus was also born in the day-to-day life of people. And so that's also one of the aspects of Advent. It's not just that Jesus came 2,000 years ago, but he also wants to be born in your life, in your world. And so you will find bakers and people cleaning their house and preparing a fire. And there are the most amazing, wonderful little scenes in those nativity scenes in the Italian tradition.
Hi.
He's used to waving at tourists in order to get them to eat in his restaurant, of course. As you can see, the Italians really like their Christmas lights. And even in other parts of the city, it's even worse. It's like everything is one big Disneyland type of decoration. But it also gives atmosphere, especially at night, of course. It's really, really nice and festive in Italy. And the thing is, in other parts of the country, Christmas is a very short season. It starts really early, and then the moment it is Christmas, it's over. Well, not here in Italy, because in Italy the Christmas season continues all the way to the Epiphany. And so for many across the road here, for many weeks, you will have this same atmosphere. I always get depressed after Christmas when there's no more Christmas music on the radio and there are no more decorations. Whereas here in Italy, in Rome, Christmas is, you know, most of January as well. So that would be another tip. If you want to visit Rome and you have some time in January, that could be a great time. By the way, let me see if I can show you here. This is the widely criticized McDonald's near the Vatican, and this building where it is located is a building that normally houses people that work in the Roman Curia. So Cardinal Ratzinger, before he became Pope, had his apartment on the upper floor of this building, and now there is a McDonald's here. And you know what? Everyone that was criticizing it now eats lunch there, because the Italians like their McDonald's, they like their hamburgers. So let me go that way. This is the place where Cardinal Ratzinger used to feed the cats of Rome. There are a lot of stray cats in the city of Rome, and every morning he would come here, would get his cup of coffee in one of those bars over there, and then he would have some bread or some fish perhaps, and he would give it to the cats. And he's definitely a cat pope, a a cat person. Now it's mostly pigeons that are here to eat. I think the cats, perhaps because Ratzinger is no longer here, the cats are now gone. So these are places where
Yeah, you can get something to drink, something to eat, but it is usually quite expensive. These little tourist stores are also usually on the more expensive side, but in the whole area here behind me, where the sisters are walking, over there, there are tons of stores where you can get much better deals for your tourist stuff. This is also important to know. If you ever want to see the Pope, then Wednesday would be the day to try to find him. Now, don't go to all these guys that are trying to sell you tickets here to get into the museums very quickly, etc., because usually they charge a fee. The best way to get into the Vatican museums is to order your ticket through the internet. And here we're back on St. Peter's Square. It's a lovely day. The fountain is sparkling in the sunlight, and the Christmas tree is up and decorated, because tomorrow is the big revelation. So these people are waiting in line to get their tickets for the Wednesday audience, because that is something you need to have. You can't just walk up to St. Peter's Square to see the Pope. You have to have a ticket. And I'm going to show you where you can get that for free. Never pay for a ticket for an audience. So these people are waiting in line to go to security. And security is underneath a colonnade. And then you go to the bronze door, and that's the entrance to the Vatican Palace. And that is where you will meet Swiss guards, and they're fully in costume. That's not just something they do for the festivities. They always walk around like that. And they will actually, once you get through security, which can take an hour or so, they will give you at the entrance of the bronze door, which is between the two columns on the right side of St. Peter's Basilica. If you walk up the stairs, there are some soldiers that will give you those tickets. And then on Wednesday morning, it's basically free for all. You got to be there early, and the earlier you're here, the more chance you have to get to a spot where the Pope will pass. Speaking of which, I'm going to show you where you should be. You see this lane on the video, and I'll describe it for those of you that are listening to this episode. There's this, like, right at the point where the arms of Bernini, the arms of the, with all the columns, open themselves. So even in front of, or before the obelisk that is here on my left, there is this lane. And the Pope, when he drives by, always takes this itinerary, and usually not just once, but twice. So the best strategic place to be is, of course, behind those, right in front of that passage. But in order to be here, you have to get here early. And if you can get a place, then you will be able to see the Pope passing by. And sometimes you will stop. Another trick is to look for parents with small children, because Pope Francis, like all of his predecessors, always has a lot of attention for the small children, for also the people in need. And so he often stops to give them a hug or a blessing. And well, if you are standing next to that family, of course, that is a really nice place to see the Pope up close and personal. Here we are on my left, the nativity scene. They're still building it up, and it will be unveiled. It's already partially unveiled. And there is a big Polish Christmas tree, and it looks gigantic. It's already filled with multicolored balls, and I think a lot of them have been decorated by children. There is a star, of course, on top of the tree. However, this tree is much smaller than trees in previous years, and the reason is that this one comes from Poland, and it had already been chosen to be the Pope's Christmas tree, but then it got struck by lightning, and so it's a bit of a poor tree, and it didn't grow anymore after that. So it's kind of almost symbolic for the way in which Pope Francis looks at people. You know, it's really not a problem if you're not perfect.
like this tree. It's not a problem if it's not the perfect Christmas tree. What matters is that you're there. And so I think it's a beautiful symbol of the way in which Pope Francis looks at people. So those were my tips here for the general audiences. Another thing, if you want to go to St. Peter's Basilica and you want to go inside, then of course you can go and wait in line for every day almost. But you will always find yourself in a church that is completely filled with tourists. Not always the nicest time to visit St. Peter's Basilica, because of course you want to enter church. You want to find that church atmosphere, you know, an atmosphere of prayer, which is sometimes difficult with all these people walking around taking pictures and listening to guides. One other thing that you can do when you're here in Rome is to go to Mass. And there are usually priests saying Mass early in the morning. So you can be here at around, I think it starts at 6 o'clock or something like that. And if you can join a group that will go there for Mass, you enter St. Peter's Basilica before anyone else. And that is a totally different atmosphere. And it's really quiet and prayerful. And sometimes you can even say Mass in one of the catacombs down below in St. Peter's Square. And that is such a special experience. All right, another tip. If you are here on St. Peter's Square and you visited St. Peter's Basilica, you wave to the Pope, and it's a Wednesday, because that's when the audiences are, I'm going to show you a place where you can get free coffee. You see that entrance? I'm walking towards a portal, and there are some stairs that go up. If you go up those stairs and pass through the gate and go to the left, you will actually enter the Dutch Friesen Church. And the Dutch love their coffee. They're always very welcoming, so that's where you can get coffee and cookies. And of course, you can also give them something to pay for the expenses, actually. There's some horses here. And if you are so inclined, you can also take a ride in one of those chariots. It's very nice, not as comfortable as it looks. Now, these places are where you definitely get ripped off. They're very expensive, so don't go there to get a drink, even though you are thirsty. Perhaps even before you buy something there, I'd say go to McDonald's. It's even cheaper. Another tip. You may have noticed that I ignored this old lady. I'm about to ignore another old lady that's walking towards me. And she is actually not... This is rare that she is not saying Padre, Padre. Because whenever they see a priest, they want money. Now, for a lot of people, tourists, they struggle with that. You know, we've just listened to the Pope. He says we need to take care of the poor, and yet all these old ladies are asking for money. Should I give or should I not give? Can I trust that? I always say, yes, give to the poor, but give to the organizations that help the poor. Don't give to the begging ladies in the street, because they make a fortune. I'm not exaggerating. They make a fortune begging in the streets of Rome. So don't do that. Give it to the people that know who really needs it. And if you are sometimes shocked by what you see, sometimes there will be crippled people or people missing arms or legs, consider them to be street artists. So basically what they do is a performance. And they oftentimes will go home in a taxi and they have a nice place to live. Because with all these tourists, they make a lot of money. All right, another tip. Let me turn this camera around. This is one of the restaurants. This is Café San Pietro. And of course, it's got this gorgeous location on the Via della Conciliazione, which is the road that leads to St. Peter's Square. And so a lot of people like to get a cup of coffee here, or a beer, or something to drink. And I'm going to wait to tell you what I'm going to tell until they can't hear me anymore. But that is a place where you get ripped off. It is so expensive. A cup of coffee is like 4 or 5 times the price you would pay elsewhere. Instead, I would advise you to go in this direction
follow that street. There's a little bar on the right. They have great coffee. They've got panini, and it's all super affordable. So again, these are the things you need to know, because otherwise you end up spending way more money than is necessary. And well, this is just one of those street artists that I was talking about. It sounds harsh, but he oftentimes also will refuse, people like this will refuse treatment, because the more scary they look, the more money people will give. And so it's kind of this strange conundrum that you see people that really need help, could absolutely use medical treatment, but refuse it because it makes them a lot of money. Well, that is what I wanted to share with you on this beautiful morning here in Rome. Let me turn the camera around. And of course, there are more Travel Tuesdays to come, so I'll give you more tips in the weeks to come. Stay tuned. Thank you so much for watching this or listening to this episode. If you want to subscribe, go to tridio.com/subscribe. That's where you will find all the information about how to subscribe to the YouTube channel and how to subscribe to the podcast. That's also where you will find a link to my Patreon page over at patreon.com/FatherRoderick. I need your help to do this kind of work. You've made this possible for many, many years, and I thank you for it. And if you are enjoying what you see and you want to help too and join that community, just go over to patreon.com/FatherRoderick. All right, time for lunch. I will see you, and take care. God bless.